Freestyle Friday.
Who is your hero? That's a female.
All right, so the person that I got was Mr. Trump's wife. She could do it. Anybody can, pretty much.
Mr. Trump's wife?
Who's Mr. Trump?
Yeah.
Donald J. Trump.
Oh.
You don't call him Mr. Yeah,
he ain't. He's just Donald. Tan yeah. face.
Yeah.
Agent Orange. Yeah.
Cheeto face, motherfucker.
Yeah, he ass.
Okay, but his wife? Because if she could do him, people could do anything. Is that what you said?
If she can handle everything that has happened, she can do anything, pretty much.
If she can handle his dick, she can. Anybody can handle anything?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
But yeah, he ain't got no, you know, that's why he always angry. Because it's like...
Well, they said, Stormy Daniels said it's shaped like a mushroom. So do you think it tastes like mushrooms? Is it psychedelic? Is it the psychedelic?
Next question.
Set,
did
go.
She hallucinate?
So, set, go.
Is he considered Mr. Hands? Because when he put one on it, it disappeared. Ah, where did it go? Set, go. I'm angry again.
Go.
Oh, good morning, evening, or afternoon. It's your boy Holiday on Freestyle Friday. I'm hollering at you today. You can find everything I do at www.distractionnetwork.com. Don't forget to like and subscribe, whether you're following on YouTube or on the Distraction Network podcast channel. Like and subscribe. Leave me some notes. Let me know what you guys think of this. Today is February, so instead of doing people for Black History Month like I've always done in the past couple of years, what I'm doing today is I want to talk about one of the issues that we have in the Black community is holding each other accountable. We're supposed to all be on one accord, right? And I feel like that's one of the things that we don't have as a community, to be able to stick to our guns. No matter what. And in this subject, I want to say that all money ain't good money. But if someone decides to do stuff in our state right now, you know, we are the community that never got our reparations. The one community never got any type of reparations for being enslaved. So I definitely understand why sometimes we come along and for the money, do some crazy shit. But all money is not good money. Uncle Snoop. So I want to say, first of all, I love Snoop as a person. But some of the things that he do, it's very suspect to me. So we do not call these people out. And we have been lately trying to call Snoop out because he's doing all the suspect stuff. After going the fuck off on people a few years ago about taking money from Trump. He took money from Trump. That's wild. And as a community, we haven't been going in on him like we should. Because he needs to know that's not okay. And Snoop's going to do what he want to do sometimes, but he knows that that money is going to come from a whole different crowd. So I do want to say, even though I love the guy, we definitely need to get on him about this shit. And have a sit down. Like, he does the old man thing. Like, what y'all gonna do about it? You ain't gonna do shit. You know, I cuss people out and shit like that. But somebody need to sit down with that man and let him know. Like, hey man, like, if we're gonna be all in one in unison about shit, the last thing you should do is take money for them people so that they can say, Snoop fucks with me. And we all know you don't fuck with him. That's the thing. Like, we know you do not fuck with him. You done said it plenty of times over the last couple of years. But you all have also said that he paid your money to be in shows and you just took money from him during a time where it is the most important to show unity. And in the past, like, 4 or 5 years, like, we should have showed unity towards the Black woman. And you decided to take money from the white man. That Super Bowl shit you was doing with the guy that had a MAGA hat in his locker, just screaming at each other about hate, and hate that you have to do a commercial about it. Part of the reason why you have to do a commercial about hate is because you do things like take money to do a show. Now, for all the people that don't know about Uncle Snoop, from it's 2025, 29, 30 years ago, white people did not fuck with Snoop at all. White people were scared of Snoop. They didn't fuck with him. They were scared of him. And they gave him a case. Murder was the case that they gave me. was one of the bars from the shit. It was not something that he did. He didn't commit the crime. But they gave him the murder case. They put murder on him that they knew he didn't do. They tried to lock his ass away forever. And I'm pretty sure if it was available, they would have tried to give him the death penalty, just like Tukey. As a matter of fact, Snoop was in a video with Tupac Shakur. Tupac shot cops. Tupac was the descendant of the Black Panther Party. Tupac was on TV riled up and was a very outspoken person for human rights, for Black people rights. And in the video, Gangsta Party, that he did with Tupac, Tupac was not the one everybody was afraid of. It was Snoop. That's how much they hated Snoop. That's how much they hated Snoop back then. And then to see him come along this journey where he's loved by all the white people, whatever like that. I'm not knocking him for that. I think that is very good that he was able to change his image like that. But bruh, I really love it if he was to stick with us. Like, you, out of the other two people I'm about to name, could say no. You have the ability to say no. And I know you got a lot of stuff going on your end, but then you can say no. We support you. Like, we support you more than probably we should. Because you have shown that money is money. You go do anything for money. You've said it. You've said it on Drink Champs. You will take the money, even though you don't fuck with the shit. You said that shit about Corona. So we really need to hold people like that accountable. You other rich people, celebrities, need to sit down and talk to them, man. And this is nothing but love. These three people I'm talking about today, nothing but love. But we need to talk about it and hold these people accountable. People on their level need to be holding them accountable. And we, as consumers of these celebrities, of their brands, need to put our foot down about that shit. Some of us is doing it. Some of us are still followers and dick riders. But collectively, we need to stick together. And that's basically my thing for Black people this whole year. Nelly. So I've been following Nelly since I was in the Navy. 2001 when I first heard Nelly. A lot of people don't know who Nelly is either. But Nelly, I'm talking about the new guys, but Nelly is one of the top rappers. In a sense, he was Drake before Drake. He was a singing rapper that blew to the top of the charts really fast. So it was like Ja Rule, he started in the 90s and came into the 2000s. And then Nelly started, as far as I remember, in the 2000s. And he just brought that shit all the way along. And then Drake came back on the back end and basically took over from there. But Nelly had Country Grammar, but his whole album, you could sing that whole thing word for word. You could play that. Country Grammar had no skips. Free City, the songs that Nelly was on had no skips. There are some skippable songs in Free City, but not his. Nellyville was not as good as Country Grammar, but it had very high highs. And even their lows, it was a skippable album, but you could still listen to everything. When I say no skips, I mean riding. If I'm riding with some bass dumping and stuff, there's certain things I like to hear. So in Nellyville, I would skip some songs. But Nellyville came on strong. There's no way I can't explain the way I feel right now. I love that shit. So, my homie that's from St. Louis / Chicago / Atlanta introduced me to Nelly. And it was nice shit, man. So, Sweatsuit, that dude was so good. That dude, the reason why you pay so much money for, depend on where you at. Some people call Air Force Ones. Some people call them Willie D's. The reason why you pay so much money for them is him. He came out with that song with the rest of the St. Lunatics. Give me two per. I need two per. He had a whole nation saying R instead of air. Like St. Louis grammar, man. But with Nelly, man, if it's for the money, say it's for the money. You know, I will understand. Well, I don't understand because I have principles. I have a lot of stories about how I chose principles over the money. I chose principles. I know everyone does not see the world the way I see it, but I also see the world as far as us African Americans or Black people. We need to stick together. I'm bigger about Pan-Africanism. And in Pan-Africanism, we as Black Americans need to get ourselves together before we pan around the globe. I think we are part of the biggest problem. But yeah, so with Nelly, I love the dude. He's pretty dope, but he's there too. He's part of the reason why they could say, you know what? Yeah, we won. We beat the Black woman, and guess what? You guys are not who y'all say y'all are. I have Snoop Dogg and I have Nelly coming to my concert. And with Snoop Dogg and Nelly coming to my concert, let me explain to you who else I have. I have Soulja Boy. Now, out of everybody, I'm not going to lie. I only jam one of his songs. I've heard the other ones like Kiss Me Through the Phone. But Soulja Boy started, the reason why everybody's on YouTube now, Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy should get a check cut from YouTube, period. Soulja Boy should have a check every month that comes to him with two commas in it from YouTube. Because if it wasn't for Soulja Boy, YouTube would have fell off a long time ago. The reason why YouTube has Vivo, the reason why YouTube was able to become the conglomerate that it is right now, it's because Soulja Boy made a video on YouTube and got rich off of it and got everybody's eyes on YouTube. People start running to YouTube when Soulja Boy got up in there. Still today, I DJ sometimes. I DJed a party this past Friday for little kids, kids that was not born when people was cranking that Soulja Boy. You know what they requested? They ran up on me and requested, crank that Soulja Boy. They didn't know by name. Play that Yule song. Play the Yule song. Again, I love Snoop. I love Nelly. I love Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, Snoop, and Nelly, they make enough money to have said no. Soulja Boy probably the least of them three. However, Soulja Boy is the reason why anybody's able to, you could watch my shit on YouTube because of Soulja Boy. Like, it is not, Soulja Boy, you got fucked. And you got fucked because of the rules that's in place for billionaires and all of that. And yet you are on stage supporting one. Nelly, you are on stage supporting someone that's against your own interest. You just had a baby with a Black woman while they're trying to restrict her ability to make sure she has safe pregnancies and safe deliveries. You out there performing for the dude. Snoopy, whatever. So us as people, man, whether you are rich, famous people, we are all people. Like, you shouldn't be looking at anyone as higher than you just because they're celebrities. You got your own mind. They got their own minds. If you think, they think. If you meet them, they're probably going to disappoint you. And I'm saying that for everyone. If you meet me, I'm probably going to disappoint you because I might be something that you thought I was in your head. And I'm probably a little bit differently. Even though I try my best to give you every bit of me whenever you see me, you get all the sides. Because I have never, ever been just one thing. I've never myself personally been a monolith. I have completely different sides. And if you listen to me back in my rap days, if you listen to me when I've came out with rap songs last year, if you listen to me when I do some of these podcasts, if you listen to me when I do podcasts for other people, you get to see all the sides of me. Or if you follow me at www.distractionnetwork.com, you get to see all the sides of me. And sometimes I do some completely stupid shit. But one thing I'm not going to do is perform for a racist Nazi. Just because they're alpha male bunch of money. And they ain't going to say who that racist Nazi is because, yeah. Anyway. You have listened to another Freestyle Friday. I have this Friday coming up. I have next Friday, which is the 27th. And then we have interviews coming. And then I'm also going to be posting freestyles. Haven't been posting freestyles in years. But I think it's time. just because I have so many out there that some of you guys haven't heard actual songs. So I want to just post some freestyles. I get busy on those and start posting those as well. So check out my website. I am developing a green book. So in my green book, it's black-owned businesses only. So if you have a black-owned business, it's liable. I might post you in the book if I can get all the information I can. So I'm going ahead and holler at your boy. I'll post the information. If you have a black-owned business and you want to be advertised for free, just let me know. Send me an email at holiday.x@gmail.com right now, and then I'm going to change it. I'm going to be moving everything away from Google very soon. Well, I'm on YouTube, which is owned by Alphabet, which is used to be called Google before Google built a whole different company, named it Google, and then change Google's name to Alphabet. Yeah. anyway, until next time, take care. Be safe. All right, cause I'm on the grind.